June 23, as we are forgiven, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, Matthew 6:12. It is most difficult, even for those who claim to be followers of Jesus, to forgive as Christ forgives us. The true spirit of forgiveness is so little practiced and so many interpretations are placed upon Christ's requirements that its force and beauty are lost sight of. We have very uncertain views of the great mercy and loving kindness of God. He is full of compassion and forgiveness and freely pardons when we truly repent and confess our sins. Peter, when brought to the test, sinned greatly. In denying the Master he had loved and served, he became a cowardly apostate. But the Lord did not cast him off. He freely forgave him. Henceforth, remembering his own weakness and failures, he would be patient with his brethren in their mistakes and errors. Remembering the patient love of Christ toward him, affording him another opportunity to bring forth the fruit of good works, he would be more conciliatory toward erring ones. The Lord requires of us the same treatment toward his followers that we receive of him. We are to exercise patience, to be kind, even though they do not meet our expectations in every particular. The last six commandments specify man's duty to man. Christ did not say, "You may tolerate your neighbor, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." The love of Jesus needs to be brought to bear upon our lives. It will have a softening, subduing influence upon our hearts and characters. It will prompt us to forgive our brethren even though they have done us injury. Divine love must flow from our hearts in gentle words and kindly actions to one another. The fruit of these good works will hang as rich clusters upon the vine of character. Rejoicing in Christ as our Savior, pitiful, compassionate, and touched with the feeling of our infirmities, love and joy will be revealed in your daily life. If you love him who died to redeem mankind, you will love those for whom he died.